of some things that are going on today in a specific sense. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler here to supply you with a chain of information that will be productive and helpful in sort of setting the parameters for good conversation today in many different ways. It's Wednesday, the 8th of May, and that kidnapping in Ohio has captured, if you'll pardon the pun, the imagination. I don't know if that's really the right word, but boy, those women who have now become newly freed from this decade-long kidnapping ordeal. We're finally together with loved ones, police scouring the area where the captives have been held, trying to find out how their confinement went on. It's confounding when you think about it, Kenny, how it is that these, in this neighborhood, if you've seen pictures or heard descriptions of, this is a neighborhood that houses are on top of other houses, literally. And so the things that were going on, and the fact that nobody kind of figured it out, is pretty amazing. I wonder if it's a testament to our society and its wanting not to get involved. Do you think that's part of this?
I don't know. The neighbors said that they interacted with this guy.
Yeah. Barbecues and stuff.
Yeah, so he must have had, I haven't seen the details yet exactly where these three women were kept. They described it as some kind of a dungeon.
Yeah.
But how they were restrained or why they, you know, if it was soundproof or, mm-hmm. or any of those kind of details. But, this guy was very brazen and he just, you know, he acted like he and his brothers acted like normal guys. They had cookouts with the neighbors, and it's scary.
All right, so the police say that they are seeking clues. However, they do have all of the brothers in custody, right?
Yes, they have all three of them.
So Amanda Berry was the one that first came to attention. I think yesterday we played some of the 911 call and listened to her extol where she was, try to get the 911 operator involved, and he sounded like he was literally out to lunch. That's not maybe the most important part of the story, but it does sort of tell you how aloof. I mean, I suppose you can look at it both sides. It kind of felt to me as I listened to that, that the 911 caller really wasn't engaged. And maybe it's because they have so many of these calls that turn out not to be anything. Do you think that's part of it?
Yeah, a lot of people. And we see stories all the time of people who get drunk or who may just be stupid and call 911 and they want a cheeseburger or they want a pizza or they're upset because McDonald's messed up their sandwich. So they have I know they've got a lot of garbage to deal with. I would imagine that we heard the call. She was very excited but sounded like a young kid.
Yeah, right. Speaking of young kids, she has a six-year-old daughter. So Amanda Berry is 27. Gina DeJesus is 23. Michelle Knight is 32. Those are the three women. Charles Ramsey, who is the neighbor who actually ended up breaking down the door and freeing the women, has become a wildly successful internet sensation. And I wonder, in going to Twitter and Facebook, this is again another testament, another side, another angle to this, is how many people have paid attention to it because of this guy Ramsey and what he's, you know, kind of all about. It's listening to his voice got me to think he'd be a great grandfather in some way. I don't know why I thought that listening to him. But he is all over. I was looking at Yahoo, and I think his name was the number one
name bad.
And trending. He says he's not a hero. He doesn't want any kind of reward. Investigators looking into other properties that are owned by these three brothers. That'll be an interesting turn up. So Mike Trevisano, who hosts a program in Cleveland, talked to his producer, who was on the scene at the house in Cleveland where the women were held captive. So this ought to be a pretty interesting conversation. Let's listen.
The entire media and the entire world is there, right, Glenn?
Yes, pretty much everybody is here. Is it great news that these girls are alive and safe? Of course. It's great news for the family. It's great news for the girls. And really, in some ways, that portion of it is great news for Cleveland. But when I look at this story, I can't classify it as good news, great news, or any of the above. In fact, I'm almost angry that this went on undetected for 10 years right off of I-90 on West 25th. I can't call this a great news or a good news story overall, because I think there are too many unanswered questions, and the fact that it bothers me that somehow these guys were able to do this for 10, 11, 12 years in a highly populated area without really anyone knowing.
I'll take it one step farther, Glenn.
Yeah.
It bothers me that it goes on in the United States of America, period.
Yeah.
Let alone right here in Cleveland off of West 25th. It literally bothers me that I was talking with somebody today. Tens of thousands of girls are missing. Okay?
Yeah.
How many do you think are living in these conditions and are being held? I know people don't like to use the word hostage, but are being held against their will.
Yeah.
Force or are sex slaves or are whatever, okay? Whether they've been brainwashed, drugged, chained, doesn't really matter. This isn't the only place it's going on.
The police talked about it a little bit in the press conference this morning. They need to be very thorough in determining whether or not this is part of a larger operation. Right now, they don't have any indication that it is. But they do want to be very thorough in making sure that it is not. But I think that makes it even almost scarier that if these three guys were able to pull this off for 10 years and more, it's frightening. And it's frightening to think, you know, what else could be happening to those missing girls out there.
And I don't want to blame anybody. This is not my reason for saying this. I think women need, not only women, but women are the ones that are abducted in most cases, okay? Women need to use a little more common sense. They have to understand their surroundings, too. I mean, the United States of America is no longer the picnic. Not that this didn't go on. This is the only time in the year 2013 this is going on. I'm not saying that at all. This went on probably from the beginning of time in the United States of America, if you get my point there, okay? But women need to be aware of their surroundings. Some women are so naive, it is unbelievable with their surroundings and the situations they put themselves in.
Huh. Interesting way of looking at it, isn't it, huh? Or thinking about it. 888-302-3684, the Ohio kidnappings. And the years and years that these people have been involved and the wondering, I think Mike, who sometimes is pretty close to being a meat and potato guy, he's hit it on the head. You do wonder, Kenny, how many of these things are going on, never mind around Ohio, but what about around the country? You know, we know that it goes on in many areas. The culture of many areas in the world allows this. To a point of even encouraging it to happen because women are second-class citizens. Would it be the same? How many times have we heard stories of men being kidnapped? I honestly can't remember hearing a story of any young man or any man of any age being kidnapped. Can you?
There were a couple that have been in the news in the last 24 hours because
really?
Of this story.
Oh.
But it's I think I heard of two, but yeah. it's primarily women.
Yeah. It is strange realities here. All right, so we'll have more on the Ohio kidnapping as we continue. This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
I had a lovely Mother's Day. My family got me some nice slippers, pajamas, beautiful jewelry, all from Kmart. But then they got me a helper monkey who doesn't help. So, this Mother's Day, don't buy your mom a monkey. Just stop while you're ahead.
Kmart doesn't sell monkeys, but we have everything else you need for Mother's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to terms at ShopYourWay.com.
Looking for the best gift for mom this Mother's Day? Surprise her with the all-new Nook HD tablet, now with over 700,000 Android apps and games on Google Play. She'll get the reading she loves from Barnes & Noble and the best Android apps on Google Play. It's the gift any mom is sure to love, and it's now at the best price ever. Now until Mother's Day, the all-new Nook HD tablet is just $149. You save $50. Hurry to Barnes & Noble and get the best gift for mom. The all-new Nook HD tablet, now with Google Play. Android and Google Play are trademarks of Google, Inc.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, our discussion of the Ohio kidnapping continuing now. This is the report from CBS News last night where Scott Pelley talks to the correspondent who's on the scene.
What are the priorities for the FBI now?
Well, Scott, right now the FBI is still processing the home where the three women were held. And they're also searching the residences and the cars used by the three suspects, the Castro brothers. Investigators say they also might look for evidence in workplaces and storage facilities. Now, at the same time, some specially trained interviewers are talking with the three women victims to find out how they were abducted and the conditions of their captivity, and also to find out if anybody else was involved.
Now, many people have disappeared over that period of time. Is the FBI thinking about other potential victims?
Well, this is an open question, Scott. One case involves another missing woman, Ashley Summers. The FBI is now taking another look. She disappeared from the same Cleveland neighborhood in July 2007 when she was 14 years old. In 2009, it's interesting, the FBI issued an appeal for information regarding three missing women, Summers and two of those who were found yesterday, Amanda Berry and Gina DeJesus. But we have to say it's not known if Summers had any connection at all to the others.
You know, Bob, I'm curious, how often is a victim of kidnapping recovered successfully like this?
You know, Scott, we were surprised to find out that it happens more often than we might think. The FBI says it opens about 80 cases a year of what they call non-ransom abductions of children. And get this, in nearly half of those investigations, 38 times a year, the children are recovered alive.
Aye. So this family, so brazen, they were helping hand out flyers when these girls were missing. One of the Castro brothers handing out flyers at the time they were looking for the girls being missing. 21 after the hour.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
After the hour, as the discussion continues, one of these amazing things that happens in America that captures, and they seem to be, these things seem to be happening. I say it, I'm chuckling because there isn't a week go by, there isn't some kind of drama in this country that is sort of on the level or the scale of this, Ken. Ken Kessler with Doug Steffen on this, right? Am I, we go from the bombing and all of the drama around that to something like this. It just seems like there's something going on all the time that it speaks to what a bizarre kind of reality we live in.
And at least with this, the news media is going to, you know, beat it to death. But I think in this case, this is something good for people to be aware of and to be thinking about, to be hopefully to be a little bit more vigilant to, you know, to get involved if you think something is going on, and you might be able to help people like this guy in Cleveland did.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Imagine if this happened in your neighborhood. Here's host Mike McConnell talking to psychologist Dr. Nancy Zars about what happens in kidnapping cases like this when the victims are held for so long, like the women in Ohio.
Stockholm Syndrome, as I understand, is pretty much that, that after a period of time, somebody who's held hostage, maybe just, you know, in a bank for an afternoon during a robbery or over a more protracted period of time, begins to identify with their abductor. True?
Yes. And then also tends to develop positive feelings for each other. It tends to go both ways, the abductor and the abductee, and negative feelings towards the authority.
Now, does it happen because the person is sort of in a helpless situation and has to latch onto something?
That's certainly part of it. What we know is that typically Stockholm Syndrome requires what we call the three Ds, debility, dependence, and dread. So hostages feel unable to control their escape. They are totally dependent upon their captor, and not the way that we loosely use dependent, but if you think back to when you're a baby and you are completely dependent for your very life. And then the third is that they perceive their situation as dangerous and they are terrified. So those are the three kind of baseline conditions that you need for the Stockholm Syndrome.
And how quickly might that set in? And I forget where I read this, saw this, but it was a situation like that where there was a long-term hostage situation in a bank. The guy tried to rob the bank at 10 o'clock and they were, you know, surrounded all day long or whatever. Is it possible that in the course of one day somebody begins to identify with their abductor?
Yes. The case you're referring to might be the movie was predicated on Dog Day Afternoon. It might have been the bank robbery in New York. But the original incident that sparked the concept was at a bank in Stockholm, Sweden. And an individual took bank tellers hostages. They ended up holding them for like 131 hours in a vault. And their conditions were horrible. There was no bathroom. There was no food. They had a gun to their heads. They had wires tied around their neck. So, you know, I mean, that's usually part of it, too, is that the conditions are poor. And so, again, it almost seems to me like there is a tendency that it's, to me, it's almost a bit of a coping strategy. That I figure out that this is the person upon whom I am immediately dependent.
It keeps you from going nuts.
Yes, and I think it keeps you alive. You know, that we forget sometimes it's easy to judge when we're in, you know, in our offices or in our homes, and we think, well, golly, why didn't you just run? You know, there was the very famous case of J.C. Dugard, who was beaten repeatedly, who was raped repeatedly. From what we understand, her family was threatened repeatedly. So, you know, there is a terror there that I think is very difficult for us to comprehend if we have not also experienced it.
Yeah, I think that may be right. I'm also looking at the description of this neighborhood, the block where all this horror happened. Seems to have many faces, friendly. It's a careful place to live, described by some as a warm neighborhood. And so, again, you wonder about the just almost disconnect the description of the place has with the reality that was going on. A little more on this, and then we spread our wings into other areas as Good Day continues.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ariana Huffington and Mary Madeline. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Madeline. What do you think of the thesis of Sheryl Sandberg's number one book, Lean In, that women in executive suites are selling themselves short?
What Sheryl is saying is that although there are still many institutional barriers to women getting a lot of the top jobs, there are also inner barriers. That's really what she's asking women to do, to not let their fears get in the way. In fact, in her book, she has that question. What would you do if you were not afraid?
What's the definition of leadership? What's the definition of happiness? Women have to redefine the marketplace. I'm loath to call it creative destruction, but the way to control your life and have as much of all of it as you want is to control your schedule and to also have in place what we have here. It takes a village.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, It may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Discussion, and we've sort of, I don't mean to say we're stuck on this conversation in Cleveland, but it is one of these things. This Ohio kidnapping story has captured the attention of a lot of people, mostly because it worked out well for the three women. Not that wasting 10 years of your life is a good thing, because it sure isn't, but the reaction of people. I'm looking at a picture, actually, of the house, Kenny. Ken Gessler, along with Doug Steffen at 888-302-3684. Our email address is doug@dougsteffen.com or ken@dougsteffen.com and facebook.com/good day and twitter @good day. I'm interested in what sort of comments we have about all of this. I'm not much for getting excited about these sorts of things, because I think they get played by the media and people get played by being as closely connected to them as they are. But look at this picture of the house with all the balloons and things that are all over the place, and just, you know, the house is of Gina DeJesus, who's one of the three women, the friends who came, pictures of her all over the place. And so this story of these three women in Cleveland who were kidnapped, have been incarcerated, if you will, a lot of activists in the various neighborhoods in Cleveland. This is the west side of Cleveland, by the way. If you drive through town, or you drive on Interstate 90 through Cleveland, it is on the west side of the lake. The search organizers included one of these guys. He was out looking for... How do you pull that off? Good God!
I had heard that he met someone in the possibly in the
what,
neighborhood.
Ariel,
who had the main suspect.
Right.
He had met someone in the neighborhood whose name was also DeJesus,
mm-hmm.
and actually asked them, "Hey, have they had any luck finding your cousin?"
Mm-hmm. This guy's a school bus driver.
And
is that where he... That was the one thing. My understanding is that these were all girls that rode on his bus, right?
Yeah, I had heard that they knew him, or yeah, at least knew of him. They didn't know him well.
So those who don't really know the story, the three women vanished between August of 2002 and April of 2004. They were all separate incidents, between 14 and 20 years old. Let's see, Ms. Barry is now 27. She's the one who really got this to the point where, it's now a story that's over. She and this guy Castro, his brother's name is Pedro, and there's another one named O'Neill, have to be really off the charts crazy. The ladies on The View reacted to a news clip of this situation. I think it also is telling, in a sense, the way people have taken an interest in this story.
One of the hottest topics this morning are the three Cleveland girls, Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight, all found alive after being kidnapped, a decade ago. And their neighbor, who I think is now going to be a good friend, Charles Ramsey, helped them escape, and he told reporters how it all went down. Take a look.
Her screaming. I meet my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts, trying to get out of the house. I go on the porch, and she says, "Help me get out. I've been in here a long time." So we kick the bottom, and she comes out with the little girl, and she says, "Call 911."
And you had no indication that there was anything.
Bro, not a clue that girl was in that house, or anybody else was in there against their will.
What was your reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine. Imagine to see the sunlight, to be around.
Bro, I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something's wrong here.
In a little lighter moment, I have a feeling that's going to be on YouTube. You know how they use the auto-tune that.
Yeah.
But, it's just... I think it's apparent
about that little point. Shirley Temple, who was always child to the business, she said the kindest person to her was a black man, Bojangles, Bill Robinson, was the one that she could trust the most and who she loved the most.
Little kids know. That little girl knew that man had broken that door down to get them out of there. And all three girls have already been released from the hospital. And the prime suspects in their abduction, Ariel Castro and his two brothers, they are in custody. But you know what? We're always joking, miracle, miracle. This is a miracle, and I think will give hope to lots of folks who are still looking for their kids. This revives that. So you never give up, never, ever, ever.
Never give up. Yep, I think that's a good lesson to be learned here in this circumstance. All right, so let's move on into some other things. A couple of minutes on Syria and what the latest is there. You've heard the story probably this week about the bombs that have come from Israel to try to short-circuit the supply routes to Hezbollah, things that are coming through Syria from the Iranians to try to certainly dislodge or disrupt things that are going on in Israel. The Israelis will have none of that. We pretty much know what the Israelis are all about, and whether they bring America in on it or not doesn't make any difference. They're not going to stand there and watch while more armaments are brought into the area close to their border. And meanwhile, here's host Steve Scott talking to Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey, who says it's time the U.S. started arming those rebels in Syria.
Senator, why is it a good time to arm the Syrian rebels?
Well, the legislation that I am proposing, I think, helps us move forward in trying to address the crisis in Syria. And I believe that Assad's regime's behavior, whether it be in the use of chemical weapons or the wholesale slaughter of civilians, has crossed a line that forces us to consider all these options. And we have vital U.S. interests in Syria. We have large chemical weapons stockpiles that could fall into the wrong hands, and some have already been used against the Syrian people. We could have a Syrian state that collapses, leaving a safe haven for terrorists, and we already see elements of Hezbollah, al-Qaeda, al-Nusra constituting a new threat to the region with broader implications for our own security. We have a refugee crisis and sectarian violence that can spread instability throughout the region. The King of Jordan was here 2 weeks ago and said at the rate that the refugees are entering his country, Jordan's entire population could double. That is not something that can be sustained, and therefore you have regional contexts of important allies that are important to our national interests as well as our security there. So these are all incredibly important vital national interests that we need to pursue. And unless we change the tipping point in Syria, where Assad presently has a monopoly on air power and artillery, we're not going to change the dynamics of both the humanitarian crisis and to preserve our national interests.
Senator, what kind of weaponry assistance are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about arming vetted, and I want to underline that, vetted Syrian opposition. That means those individuals who we fully understand are committed to a democratic, pluralistic Syria in the future, those who are not supportive of proliferation or human rights violations, those that we have for the better part now of 2 years come to know both their intentions and their motives. And that is to give them, you know, the ability to have the type of weaponry that can help them make them competitive, and more importantly, to change the tipping point and to also train them. And that training gives us an opportunity also to influence who these individuals are in terms of a future Syria.
888-302-3684. Are you among those? I don't know how much more of this stuff is flushing around on the social media, but I think we've been running a sort of continuing conversation about this, Kenny, have we not? And 90% of the people who listen to this program, pretty much in sync with the rest of the country, want us to have nothing to do with anything going on in Syria.
I have yet to see the first comment on Twitter or on our Facebook page that anyone says, let's go into Syria and help them out.
Has there been any comment on Chris Christie's weight loss surgery that you've seen on either our social media sites or in general? There's got to be a lot of attention being paid to that.
The news media is paying a lot of attention to that.
Uh-huh.
I've saw several different stories where they're speculating that his weight loss surgery is his way of gearing up for
political,
a big election.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that his response has been that this is none of anybody else's business. This is personal.
I like the guy, actually.
Yeah, he's very likable.
Yeah, he's a very likable guy. And I think he has an interesting and pretty positive philosophy about getting things done. 888-302-3684. The printing of printing. You say that and you think, huh? 3D printing of guns. You've heard the story, yes or no? If you haven't, we'll give you the complete details and give you cause to wonder how, in this age of technology, is there anything that isn't possible? The printing, you heard me say this correctly. There's a 3D printer that is making guns that actually fire. So the story coming right up here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Clay Wall, Senior VP of Kmart. We're the number one corporate supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for Babies is always special. But with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes Breakthroughs for Babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com Memorial Day sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is a spellbinding story. Doug's Good Day at 13 before the hour. The picture, I'm looking at this picture, we might want to post this at DougStephan.com. The plastic guns, Kenny. I can't get the words out of my mouth. It's printed on a printing machine. Here's Taco's Richard Dixon with a focus on ideas that are coming from certain political corners to try and ban these guns made from the printers.
Senator Charles Schumer taking aim at weapons crafted using 3D printers. At a news conference in his Manhattan office on Sunday morning, Schumer called for legislation to make building a gun using a 3D printer to be illegal. The senator said just last week a fully operational handgun was made legally using a 3D printer. The weapon was composed almost entirely of plastic, meaning it would not set off a metal detector. Guns are made out of plastic, so they would not be detectable by a metal detector at an airport or sporting event, Schumer said. Only metal part of the gun is the little firing pin, and it's too small to be detected by metal detectors, for instance, when you go through an airport. Schumer added that the process opens the door for those who are otherwise barred from legally acquiring a weapon to produce one themselves. A terrorist, someone who's mentally ill, a spousal abuser, a felon, can essentially open a gun factory in their garage. Yes, if they have the $40,000 that it takes to buy a good 3D printer. He says, oh, these printers only cost about $1,000. Yeah, for a really crappy one that probably would build a gun that would fall apart on you. The technology's been around for more than a decade and promises to revolutionize manufacturing. But Schumer said making weapons is an unintended consequence of the technology. So let me get this straight. You're suggesting, Senator Schumer, that somebody who can't buy a gun legally, somebody who, for instance, was a terrorist, somebody who was a spousal abuser, somebody who was a felon, who wanted to get their hands on a gun, could feasibly print a gun. In other words, people who are already breaking the law might be able to print a gun. And you're suggesting that making that illegal would stop them. Do I have this straight? So you're saying a terrorist is going to say, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to print a 3D gun, and we're going to use it in the crime. Oh, wait, it's illegal? Well, never mind then. We certainly can't do that. I was going to print a gun and go shoot a bunch of people, but now that I know that printing the gun is illegal, I guess I can't do it. Seriously? Seriously. This is your big plan. To make printing a 3D gun illegal so that people who want to break the law won't do it.
Yeah. That guy's a character. And the way he's presented, I thought. For those out there who are worried about the gun laws, and all of that, this is going to throw a good monkey wrench into that whole conversation, isn't it, huh? The printable gun. Who wants to have one of those babies? It's amazing to think about what technology can do. 51 past the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have 53 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, examining some of the more interesting, compelling, important stories of the day. Discussion for you to have now and or later, depending what's going on in your life. 888-302-3684. And who among us, men, women, children, and beasts, don't want to take our daily shots at the government? All right, so here we'll touch on a couple of these items that continue to sort of waft around in the internet world, the internet sales tax and the solution to the problem of how to fix the inequality between the mom-and-pop stores and the big outfits online. Here's host Jeff Wagner. He thinks he's got a solution to the debate over this internet sales tax bill.
I think internet providers should be required to collect taxes. But right now, in the Senate legislation, there is a provision that says if the business does less than $1 million worth of business in a given year, the small operators, the people that are selling stuff on eBay, if you do less than $1 million, you are exempted from this law. That's the Senate legislation. Here is what I think the law should be. I think internet providers should be required to collect taxes, but instead of putting $1 million limit, I would raise it to $10 million. I would take out the small sellers, the small businesses that, you know, maybe the individuals that are either starting to get off the ground or running the small businesses on eBay for whom it really would be burdensome. And I'd say, okay, $10 million or more in business, you know, you're a pretty darn big business, you should have to collect the sales taxes. That would be my limit. That would be my compromise. If they were to increase the limit, here's my rationale. First of all, you'd give the protection that I think the local businesses deserve, that the brick and mortar stores, who are right now, in my opinion, at an unfair disadvantage to some of the big internet sellers, because they've got to collect sales taxes when the internet sellers don't. At the same time, by raising the limit to something like $10 million, you do exempt those, whether it's the startup internet businesses or, you know, the small kind of mom and pop operations who aren't making big bucks, who if they had to invest in all the software you're going to need, it probably would be prohibitive and would drive them out of business. That is my compromise. Require taxes to be taken out, but only for the bigger companies. That's one of the reasons why Amazon doesn't oppose this, because Amazon, they've got the resources. Amazon could do it. You know, Crowbar's startup, you know, sales thing might not be able to. This is how I would handle it.
I think that was a thoughtful presentation on the alternatives for how to work through that problem. 888-302-3684. All right, Mike is in Southington, Connecticut, wants to talk about my suggestion. I don't know if, no, it wasn't my suggestion, really. It was Schumer's suggestion that the 3D gun be banned. What do you think, Mike?
I understand that creating this law is not going to deter criminals from doing it. But one aspect I think that has not been considered is if you get the law on the books and then you catch someone doing it, now you've got the means to prosecute them. Without the law, you can't do anything to these people.
Tell me about your buying habits. When you were looking to buy something, clothing, for example, where do you go to buy your clothing?
Usually the local mall.
Okay, so you don't go surfing around on the net looking. Do you look for anything particularly important to you in terms of purchases online?
Sure.
What?
Yes, I do.
Why do you do? What do you buy online?
I can't think of anything specific. I mean, for my business, I buy stuff for my business all the time online because it's easier to sit at my desk and search for it rather than go shopping for it.
You know, as you said that, I was thinking about something that we have all talked about. I don't know if you've heard me talking about this over the last 4 or 5 years, especially the whole how fucked the whole tax system is in our country. If we got rid of the IRS, or at least the onerous requirements and the 60,000 pages of the income tax rules and regulations, and we had a sales tax, ultimately that was applied only at point of purchase, so that guys like you didn't have to pay a sales tax or any taxes along the way and come up with whatever product is that you have, and then you pay taxes at the end of the line. How much more productive that would be, how much more positive that is, how much great news would be for the consumer and the economy. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that we ought to be talking about, it seems to me. And so maybe this is the beginning of that dialogue. Let's hope. There's a lot of discussion, certainly, about the internet sales tax, also about the 3D gun ban. I'm putting the two of them together here with Mike. Thanks for the call, sir. Nice to have you on the...
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for, a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here, too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now, that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.